You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. J. Anthony Allen has two master's degrees and a doctorate in music and composition, but his 2015 album, Anna Scorsia, sounds more like something out of contemporary ambient and EDM music. So with all that education, what's the difference between what Allen does and an 18-year-old stoner in a bedroom with a laptop?
Interesting question. Well, I think you can find more in this music than you can in 18-year-old stoner thing. What they're doing is a lot of time putting together prefab stuff, you know, putting together loops, putting together melodies and harmonies. Whereas in this music, what I'm really trying to do is take a lot of, you know, my academic background and put it in there and try to kind of hybridize it a little bit and make something new that pulls equally from that background, the education background that I have, and also just the music that I enjoy listening to outside of that, which is more, you know, dance music and EDM kind of music.
Now in his late 30s, J. Anthony Allen got a master's degree from the Peabody Conservatory and a doctorate in composition from the University of Minnesota. He was busy writing classical string quartets and sonatas until he heard an album that was a meeting of electronic and classical music.
I used to go and sit in just coffee shops and just write music and just, you know, with pencil and paper and work. And I was there once and this kid came up to me and was like, oh, you're writing music, blah, 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 and was starting a conversation. And he was telling me about this album by The Art of Noise called The Seduction of Claude Debussy. He was telling me it was basically remixes of Debussy. And as like a classical snob, I thought, well, that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But like a week later, I saw that album in some record store. And so on a whim, I picked it up. And that album is what flipped the switch.
Allen put that influence to effect in his own original pieces, merging acoustic and electronic instruments on compositions like Kinesthesia. On this piece, Allen uses a device that's come to haunt him, his glove controller.
Yeah, the glove thing. The thing I will never escape.
It's a device he wears on his hands to control electronic sounds.
You'd see a cyborg-looking guy with wires coming out. There were black gloves with sensors on them. You'd see one big cable coming out of my wrist, and then that would go down to a computer, which is usually hidden.
By flexing his fingers and waving his hands, he would control the electronic sounds stored in his computer. Allen can be as avant-garde as anyone, and many of his more academic works are like etudes from 50s and 60s electronic music. That sound might not be so evident in J. Anthony Allen's 2015 album, Anna Scorsia. That recording might fit better on a remix album of Bass Nectar and Tangerine Dream. don't bother looking in the dictionary for the title of J. Anthony Allen's Anascorsia.
No, it's not a word.
Like many of his titles, he says they're invented and come from his dreams.
For some reason, there was like 6 months where I was having all these dreams where people were like yelling these really random words. And most of them were not real words. And Anascorsia is one that I woke up saying it and thought, ah, that's a cool ring to it. I liked that it didn't have any meaning by itself. You know, I've had some people tell me it kind of sounds like a drug, like a pharmaceutical drug, but it's not.
Which may be why Minnesota Public Radio called his music an oral hallucinogen. J. Anthony Allen's Anascorsia album might sound like it would fit in the EDM or electronic world, but Allen says the rhythms aren't quite four on the floor.
I want to try to make straight ahead, you know, four on the floor dance music. But I know that my conscious or my subconscious is not going to let me just do that. So I was constantly trying to skew the bar lines and make it kind of slide all over the place, but still give it that feeling that, you know, someone at a rave might enjoy it, but also someone that's more in tune with more outsider music might enjoy it also.
And where is the drop? Oh, there it is. Even when Allen creates rock music, he finds himself in the cracks. He has a group called Ballet Mech with another composer. The name comes from the classical work Ballet Mécanique, written by one of Allen's heroes, George Antheil. Ballet Mech took a perfectly fine recording called The Reluctant Graveyard by Jeremy Messersmith.
He plays all night, then sleeps all day.
And turned it into an avant-garde dream pop album called Reluctant Graveyard.
I think it's basically about these like hypothetical gravestones that he would see in this particular cemetery. So he would see this gravestone and kind of imagine the life of that person, and there are different songs about that. So we decided to go like a little bit farther with that, and you know, we spent a night in this graveyard just recording sounds of like, you know, sticks breaking and the moss on the tombstones, and just getting really into like the sound art and the kind of sonic palette of a graveyard. So we took all those sounds and then pretty much threw out all of his music and kept his vocal track, and then just rewrote and reorchestrated everything.
Anthony Allen is fighting a battle to reconcile his classical and rock aspirations. He even makes a reference to it in one of the titles that he didn't make up, Aporia. The dictionary defines aporia as an irresolvable internal contradiction or logical disjunction in the text of an argument or theory. That might sum up Allen's career.
I used to teach at a college that was more of the kind of rock and roll kind of colleges. And there I was the weird guy because I was into, you know, string quartets and orchestral music. And now I teach at a more traditional college and I'm still the weird guy, but it's because I'm into beats and things like that. So no matter where I go, I'm going to be the weird academic. So I might as well embrace it.
It's possible that the academic world will embrace J. Anthony Allen's EDM variations, or that the electronic world will embrace his electroacoustic experiments. Or perhaps Allen should just fire up some glow sticks and chill out. The latest album from J. Anthony Allen is Anascorsia, and he also has a remix album coming out. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.